Welcome back to Couch Warmers. Tonight's guest is with Chewy.
Yo, what's up? Bring it back online. Gotta get a song.
And I got my iPad. Got Siri. You know what we're gonna do with Siri. I'm gonna ask her some questions. Lego.
My ego.
No, fool, to let it go. But you have to say it how fast. Lego.
Lego. Lego. That's weird how it sounds.
Never gonna really get anywhere with this podcast with my freaking girlfriend always calling me and my employees bothering me. It's not really cool to do that to the mic, but it's because we're funny.
Every day. Every day we hate.
Every single other day we're funny. But not all the time. Like, I'm up in to get the, like, that all the time kind of funny. But it ain't gonna happen for a while, so. Fact! That's what's gonna happen. Sit on the podcast couch. The man couch. Such a small couch, but yet so comfortable. So, what'd you do today, Chewy?
Went to the casino.
This guy's not even at 21.
Hey, man, I got my wristband.
He still gets in. That's an old wristband. You probably like, I'll check the trash.
Nah, dude, look at that. It's got it. It's just been ruined because I'm not expecting it to have it either.
I'll expect the date on there.
Dude. It's 37.
You have to say it into the mic, fool.
It's 37D59. Look it up.
Paper products.
It's not Apple. Like, serious.
Where Siri can, like, talk and come back.
It's this one too, man.
Don't you wish all bracelets can do that? You can be like, dude, bracelet, take me home. Where do you need to go home? To my house? To it's your right house here. We go.
It's right here.
But yeah. Here's the beginning of Siri. She's just a little bit slow tonight. Siri, are you a bit slow tonight?
Respect you.
Whoa, like I respect you too.
I can't make phone calls for you on this device, but I can make.
You know, the thing is, who are you really, Siri?
Okay, I found this on the web.
Are you a dirty girl?
No comment.
Whoa, this show likes some nasty photos at first.
Hey man, it was about to, but it's like, no comment.
Play Pandora. Let's get some cuts going.
You don't seem to have an app named Pandora.
What the fuck I do? Hello, this like out of blue. I don't have the Pandora app. It's right here. She's like, no, I ain't gonna play nothing for you.
Yeah, dude, that's great.
Man, one day I'm gonna get there. Either. I'm gonna be counting these bank rolls, baby. Right, apparently, he's gonna be counting those bank rolls.
Man, I'm gonna be fucking with a model bitch.
Those cornrows. Got those cornrows? You got long enough hair to make cornrows. I think you should do it. Because honestly, I think that shit might be funny. Seeing a Mexican with cornrows.
I think it would take too much
next
work.
Next to you, be like calling yourself my nigga.
Dude, it'd take too much work, man.
How you get some bitch to curl your hair and like weave and whirl that motherfucker?
Give me an idea. It comes to me. It comes to me. If it comes to me,
bro, this guy's like going too fast for us. We'll see what's up on Dizzy Wright. Nothing. Drink radio.
Yeah.
So, think you're gonna give us a yeah? That was really helpful.
This is not four yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like some of the rappers be doing that, like Wes Khalifa. Yeah.
What the fuck? Are you gonna say something or?
Wait, what do we do? Like, how do you combat that? That how many yes he just pushed onto you?
Let's say more yes or what? Saying the crazy way, yeah!
Yeah, bitch, yeah!
First it was yeah, trick, yeah, and then it was yeah, bitch, yeah.
I don't know about this song with the hand clapping and shit, but it makes me want to do it too. Makes me want to get my, like, dance going on here. Yeah, got a beat going on. Just remember, turn my beat down low, down low, down low.
Wait, why turn it down?
It's all in like the rap songs, man. They always say, turn my beat down low. But honestly, I don't know what they mean by that. But honestly, if you kind of think about it, what are they really turning down? It's just the pitch. It's just like, oh yeah, the pitch is way too turned up. So I think I should turn it down a little bit. Like so.
At least you don't get to the flow.
See.
See.
So, like... So, like, in your native language, like...
What?
How do you say in Spanish... Take out the trash, you.
No, I don't speak Spanish.
Huh?
I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, you do. You're a Whitesican. Mexican? And there's Whitesicans. Whitesicans are just the whiter down version of a Mexican. More advanced than the whole entire Mexican race are. The Whitesicans are kind of slowly taking over with their half white caramel chocolate.
The Mexicans are taking over.
Yeah.
Those are the real deal. been here for ages.
But for overall, if you kind of think about it, it's always the nice Asian people.
Nice Asian people.
Yeah, dude.
What do you mean, man? They're all over the place, man. You can barely tell which one's who.
Dude, everywhere you can go, you can find a smoking Asian. Every single Asian person you can find smokes cigarettes.
Remember this guy?
Smokes cigarettes. Yeah. Smoking Asian.
He taught me how to flick a cigarette, a Korean cigarette, the way it's popular over there. You use your, like, smallest finger. You just flick it like that. I'm like, what? Okay.
It's weird.
It's a fancy way to do it over there, I guess.
Was he like,
bicycle?
Bicycle?
That's how you say bicycle in Japanese. Bicycle! In American, it's what we always say. Hey, look at that bike. Let's go get it.
It's true.
Dude, it's kind of awkward. The my iPad's a bit close to me. It's all like, I'm a bit close to you right now, right now, right now.
Dude, at least you say...
You ride bicycle now. Bicycle. Yes, yes, we all know you own a bicycle. I feel so close to you right now. Bicycle. Alright, so they are about to get a dab in. I think I'm gonna go by, like, my name. My username's gonna be called Davin.
Davin.
It's like Dab. ING. Ben.
Cabin.
Davin.
So you just put the N in the... Oh, wow.
It's called... It's silenced.
It's called, Trippy Mind.
Instead of Gavin, it's Dab.
Instead of mine, of
Bicequal. You bicycle now!
It's tricycle. What you trying to say, right?
If restaurant goes under, you ride bicycle. Bicycle advertisement. Buy one today. And by the way, what I'm advertising? It's called a bicycle for Japanese. Bicycle.
$80.
Alright, you damn... You damn Spanish person, you. You go bicycle. Don't even pull it. Come on, bicycle. Let's dig again. Yes. Yeah. That's what the sound makes. He's all bicycle-ing it up. Bicycle.
It's tricycle.
Tricycle. Pandora says, we sorry, too many presses.
Oh no!
Yeah. Oh no, too much Skrillex. We all know this one for sure. Skrillex, the guy that presses a million buttons in one sitting. I swear, that guy probably done a lot of coke. He's making his songs.
A lot of what?
Like Skrillex guy. We're not officially talking shit about him. We're just saying, like, how in the hell does this guy press that many buttons in one sitting? It's just like a mix board, a couple of extras around him. He'd just be like button pressing like no tomorrow. He basically he bicycle that up. This is like that, you know, like the white van in the neighborhood the child rapist has. This would be that song when the door opens. It's like, would you like some candy? Dubstep would be playing. Oh, here we go. We got some rap music going, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I bicycled myself.
You bicycled. You know, press buttons.
Yeah, you know, press buttons. You know. Don't do that. Bad. No bicycle. Bicycle. Achoo. Achoo.
Jumping.
Bicycle, do not care. Yeah, man, I don't understand where he's jumping, but yeah. He's all like, we're jumping, yeah.
Bicycle.
Smoking's bad, okay, kids? Bicycle. Can you both hear the left and right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason why I said that because our left and right on our heads on our headphones were screwing up. I think the music was too extreme for you. It was too much like.
Dude, I think I got an idea for the next podcast.
Bicycle. That took me about like an hour to set this up.
Dude, we'll be here probably more. Just to say
bicycle. This guy just went backwards with this. Dude, bicycle's like disappointed. The biggest dab of tonight. Man, I'm about to get like bicycled up in this bitch. I think everybody understands what he means by jump in.
Hmm.
using your computer.
Backgrounds.
Huh? Using that computer?
No. Dude, it's a suitcase.
It's a suitcase.
Yeah, dude, it's a plastic suitcase. Seriously.
Is that what you're going to do with the little piece of card you were pulling down?
Sure, why not? I don't even know what you're talking about, but yeah.
Bag one. No.
Yeah, you best give up, because you're all like...
Yeah, because they just stole your idea.
No, I returned that into a suitcase.
Right.
It was already taken.
Right.
It's a quail for what? Dun, dun, dun.
Hey. By the... What do you mean, man?
It's called the iron. Trying to find a good basic quail. Whatever, this sounds pretty cool to the microphone, so... Still alive here. Bicycle. Pop. Filter.
You said they looked like they were mauled.
It actually worked.
Could just have been an animal attack.
If an animal when you say pot, like,
pot.
Whoa.
Filter.
It's a simple question.
Does that sound amazing? Wow. Vampire. They go hard on this little song.
I bicycle.
Pretty much what the song sounds like. Sorry guys, you just sent me a message. Back in the saddle. Now I can actually... Sit back and enjoy my time. Such weird song.
Man, you sound like you're like doing a cart racing or something.
Dude, I can't even hear you.
Here. Let's say you're doing like if you were like racing a car.
What?
You do it sounds to face like if you were racing a car.
Yeah. Dude, I'm thinking about getting a motor so it just moves around.
Something like that too, you can get it off the tank.
What?
Family.
You need to talk louder.
A fan motor, you can get it.
What? Dude, like, this fucking iPad was way louder than you. Sorry, like, he is super quiet. Like, seriously, he is, like, super quiet. He can't even talk loud, so, yeah. Like on his best day, this guy's like so quiet. You can hear a nail drop.
Ding.
Oh, look who's here in the room. You're trying to find an awkward person. It's this guy. He like takes being awkward to the next level.
Huh?
Dude, even when he tries to interrupt, you can't. It's like his awkwardness kicks in.
Especially with that coffee sugar girl I was telling you about, dude. I don't know what happened there.
Dude, so, apparently Chewy was buying coffee or some bullshit like that, and coffee girl said to him, like, hey, usually people pay me for my time. This bitch was expecting money just for a good conversation. It's like, what the fuck?
I know she was fine and all that, and like, but not worth it.
Yeah, just not work out like that.
Not worth it, man. Wasting money, get you in troubles.
Maybe if you got something out of it, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
You got jack shit out of that, so...
You'll get something out of it. You'll probably get AIDS or something.
I believe so.
The way she was acting, I think so, too. I gotta agree with you.
That's a crazy bitch.
I could have gotten two things out of her.
Probably. But still, back to my what I was doing.
No,
that's a
like
crazy
more.
Bitch.
Probably more. I could get a lot of her and out of her and her.
Can't yeah, all right. You want your fucking career.
No, but she was hot. She was hot. She was worth the talk.
So like she was worth the fine.
Yeah.
Lay that bitch down. Fine. It's like I'm making up. Hey, what's up? What's going on? My podcast as I'm talking to you. That was freaking... That was AD on the phone. That's my DJ. What are you doing? Trying to blind sight, like, a freaking microphone? It's like, I don't care. It's like...
I would have been doing this.
Using that, like, as some kind of pop filter or something. That's about worse as, like, me hitting the iPad against the mic again. Pretty fucking dumb, right? Yeah. It's like dropping an iPad on top of the mic. Made a fat fucking dent. It's not the mic we're using. That's an old mic, but... It's like... Mic's basically... the iPad's basically like a saw, almost. This thing is pretty much, like, broken. It was just disappointing. But it's what we say, the world moves on. We go down to the normal pawn shop, buy another microphone, we're back in the game. That's how I did it. It was like $30, and it was like a $150 microphone.
Deals.
Yeah, dude, I would never believe that. The lady goes like, oh, we need to figure out the price for this. Because there's no price on it. Not at all, nothing.
Yeah, I would just do it.
So she was looking up, and it was freaking...
I would have.
She was like, "Oh, we can't find a price on this. $30 will sound good."
Dude, I would have just taken the thing. There's no price. It's basically because like it's finders keepers.
So what? It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it does. It clearly sounds like it works like that.
In this guy's book, it does, but not mine.
Mine does. Just bring me a line next time.
But like, where does like this song?
That one.
Huh?
That one's weird.
Cause it's just one normal beat. Nee, 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 nee. That was real annoying. We're like, dude, we're 9:26.
Dude, I just realized a lot of things I didn't accomplish today.
But you didn't accomplish? So you're like a failure?
No, because it all didn't work out.
You didn't work out?
Didn't work out.
How are you supposed to work out? You just go out like the woods and grab some like, logs and...
Dude, you don't work out. Everything is not... Okay. Going to the gym, that's a workout.
But you go to the gym?
Everything else is a workout, too.
So you go to the gym?
I bet. That's a workout.
You, like, be lifting up trash cans or something, go like this.
You'd be doing that if you did that type of thing.
That'd be scary, so you're seeing somebody like lift a 900-pound trash can. Seeing somebody lift that, that'd be fucking scary to see.
One-handed?
Yeah. I think I will never come back there ever again. That's some sketchy shit right there. Might piss them off, be like, I'll kill you.
You'd be like, because people are so big and shit.
Some yeah. Kind of shit or something. His arms probably like two huge ass humans. He probably just like took his arms off and stuck two humans right there.
He probably has like leftover calcium fucking skin over. And that's how he looks out of the
still. Vampire. That's real annoying. Okay, so, I have to stop the music. So, it's, commentary right now. Supposed to be doing commentary. So honestly, it's not that bad. We choose something, we watch the video, and we listen to it. This Grand Theft Auto 5 one. Honestly, it's a game somebody already took and made their commentary out of it, and now we're gonna make our commentary with this guy. No. The lonely sound.
I was gonna say, what's wrong with the final one?
Here we go. Can't find anything. Just turn the dial. Jesus.
Ha! We can talk about this guy. I don't know. It's some white suburban kid. Dude, what do you think about this?
It's sick.
No, dude, you're supposed to be talking shit about the video. That's like white kid right there, man. Dude, look what he got to the background. He got a picture of, I think, yeah, the New York. Oh, what is this?
Yeah.
This is Grand Theft Auto 5.
No, I know. I said, what are they doing?
They're racing.
They look like they're trying to do some time machine.
Some from dubstep. Alright, guys. I'm about to do a fat fucking dab. I'm about to get, like, super baked up in her. My British accent. He really sucks.
Wow, it's funny, bitch. That's trippy, dude.
Yeah, I know. Gamers these days.
Q-box? No, let's talk about the Q-box.
Oh, the Q-box thing?
Like, it's like old fucking shit.
Yeah, it's like hella different. So today I ended up making a stand for my mic. It went pretty well. It was one of those connector bars they use for like roller backpacks.
That's what I was telling you about. If you were gonna use that computer for that roller thing, and use it as a suitcase.
Fuck yeah, bro, I'm gonna use that as a suitcase. It's a big fucking plastic suitcase. Who would not want that?
I would. If you cover it all up, make the lid like a suitcase. So make it open from the front or the side. Don't.
It opens from the side already.
That's what I said. Put it like that.
This.
When you put it down, it was just like, it's a flat surface and bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. With your short syllables and all. And your yummy.
This is a trip. Man, I wish I had a place to go. Face it.
I don't know. Bicycle. Bicycle. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Bicycle. Fucking high.
Did you do that dab?
Huh?
Are you ready for me? Are you scared?
Yeah, dude, I'm about to do it. I'm just like, you know, bicycle out right now. Alright, guys. Here's a really good dab. I'm all about to get, like, bicycle out up. By the way, remind you of the word of today is called bicycle. Bicycle is a simple Japanese word for bicycle. To talk.
Wisely.
Bicycle. Wow. We learned this from watching a TV show of American Dad earlier. Roger said it. It was funny. He's like, the restaurant goes under, you ride bicycle. You deliver. Bicycle now. He's like, bicycle? 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 Bicycle. But overall, you can look it up. It's, I don't know how you would type bicycle, but just type in American Dad Roger bicycle. Or if you can really spell the word bicycle, spell like that. Bike out, wow. It's not actually a word. It's just the word of today, what we're saying. Like Sesame had their word. Like, today is the letter D. But we complete the word. But yeah. Got my got my guest here falling asleep. Like, I never seen anybody ever like fall asleep like this guy. So I'm just resting my eyes. It's not really resting his eyes.
I never seen.
Goodness. Alright guys, here's my dab. It's gonna be pretty big.
Scared? Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes us. It's like almost a gram.
Like a time machine right there, the vortex.
Yeah, because you gotta really think about this shit. It's like, I'm putting that much into me. That's fucking crazy. Can't just be like, oh, I'm gonna take a fat ass one without even... Oh, I'm a man, I can do this. But not really. It's just like, this shit can fuck you up. But you want to hear the sound, guys? So, you want to hold this? Bicycle. Bicycles. Put it up, like, right up, like, way, like, right there, yeah. We got a professional vaporizer. It's supposed to be for dabbing, and it goes straight to a bong. Pretty neat. Dude, I just went like Blue's Clues up in this bitch. America's Navy. The big force. Wow, dude, that shit fucked me up. Woo!
For just being awesome, just stand there and just be like, I'm awesome.
Dude, I was like at scared at first. I missed the freaking bowl.
What's this guy doing? Come on, Jelly. Look at this guy doing it. That's saying party foul.
Huh? It's gonna
say party foul.
Yeah, I'm a fucking party foul, guys. Bad.
Look at this.
Dude, I basically like bicycle out and I
fucked up.
Dude, but this guy is fucking white, man. Look at him.
He doesn't get out.
It's like me and you are like dark and shit, but this guy's just straight up white. He matches the white room behind him. You see the walls?
Dude.
Look at this. Put your arm up against the wall.
Nah.
What's wider?
Yeah, I can't really compare.
What's
man.
Wider? Come on, compare this. The fucking wall's wider than us. It's a bit racist, but it's like I think when you're like just a good enough like brown, you can get away with saying shit. It's like you can't say the N-word or anything like that, but overall you get small little things where you can say. Respectively.
Yeah.
To the right group of people.
To certain people.
Yeah. Can't just always walk up to say something. What's up, my N-word? It's like, that's not mature. It's just like, why can't you just say the normal version? What's up, my friend? That's what that means, right? The homie, like, you're my homie. Like, you say, like, I just always say that anymore. I just say, like, what's up, my friend? Because when I learned that in school about, like, people, like, old racist white people saying that shit, it's just kind of, like, ringed in my head. I'm not going to say that word. It's like, they already went through enough. And you already got, like, freaking people saying it. It's like, yeah, you have somebody working in your cotton field. They think that's good enough, right? It's like, hella fucked up where some like, white person just be like, do it, boy. Hell no. I don't see why they didn't rise up against the white people, you know what I mean? Get them where they're not looking. But now you got like a whole bunch of freaking KKK members and people saying white power in school and shit.
Look at that.
The white power?
No, I mean, what?
The KKK thing? Dude, you don't know what it is? Dude, it's like racist old white people.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is, but I didn't mean like...
This guy.
Hella people just wearing white t-shirts.
Dude, honestly, since we're like in a podcast and we're fucking right here at the moment, I'm gonna research it. No offense, we're not racist. We do not promote racism on this channel. We just happen to search up weird topics. We do not search up anything pornographic or anything what is insulting to races. That's what I mean. We're not insulting. And KKK people is not a race. But yeah, dude, come here. It's like this right here. The fuck is a song too? But yeah, we do not promote any racism. Fuck that shit. Stupid white power shit.
The leader of a Ku Klux Klan group in Virginia, a guy named Frank Ancona, is rather hilarious.
We don't want to see none of that shit. Here, see, look at this. Yeah, repeating, we do not promote racism on this channel. And the reason why this podcast sounds like this is we had set up like this on purpose. And the background sound is also my PC. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. soon enough, we're hoping, this shit's so racist, I fucking hate this, it makes me so pissed off each time I hear this. But yeah, see, these motherfuckers burn crosses, dude.
Yeah, they wear the fucking white hoodie things, right?
Yeah. They're the hell of fucking racist people. They're the butthurt people. The reason why they have the long hood because they hide behind it, that's why.
Just like they want to check out the contraband.
So they don't have to deal with getting beaten up or anything. I think if they didn't do it in the first place, they won't get beaten up and they don't have to hide behind anything. 50 years ago, the Ku Klux Klan had long been associated with racism. I understand that shit's real big with the white people and shit, but it's like, come on, it's 2014, give it up. What's the point? It's like every race around us has the rights. They have rights. So none of these fucking racist people can't do shit. So I don't see why they're still around. It's just a big giant waste of time. Dude, you're hella quiet.
Not that I can hear you. I can even hear myself. Maybe it's your headphones.
But yeah, we didn't really produce her. Set her name or anything. Because, like, we've been doing retakes multiple times tonight, equipment screwing up, and a whole turn of nightmares, but overall, like, right now we got one mic, and it's just me and my friend, it's just two of us. But overall, we're just doing the podcast, sitting here talking. This guy's, like, so fucking high. Yeah, only thing we do on this podcast is just smoke weed, drink some days, and just talk about propaganda, a whole ton of other things, commentary. Members of the clan since birth, these become regulars to such events. Even taken part in cross-burning rituals. Yeah, what we're talking about now is about the racism about the KKK people. It's not good. The white hooded people. Some are just fucking creepy, you know, like the mask. Some just have just two little tiny holes. It just shows like a white thing. Honestly, if I see a whole bunch of those motherfuckers coming after me, I'm using self-defense. Because those motherfuckers running packs. It's not just one. Goes by themselves. They're running packs because they're scared. And they believe in the whole entire Hitler thing, I believe, too. I don't know, maybe. I think it's the whole entire Nazi thing. You can't just, like, just point on the subject and be like, yeah, it's that and that, but it's not. So don't know if it's really Nazi or that, but, yeah. So, dude, what have you learned in school? What have you learned in school? Like, no, I know that's like a weird subject to like talk about, but it's like something to actually like talk about. You know what I mean? Like, is there any, like, racism, like, you saw, like, at school? At times when you're going? We're all graduated and everything. But yeah, hey. Did you see any racism at all when we're going to school?
Like,
huh? No, did you see any racism at school?
A couple times.
The people sticking their hands in the air. Just the one-handed salute.
I was talking about that one dude that would look like he was on steroids all the time.
He has head shaved.
No, he had blonde hair and legs. He looked like... What's his name? What is it called? Johnny Test.
This guy is way too high.
This is something we've seen.
He's way too high. I think this we're going to put at the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening. It's kind of shitty, but it's whatever.
Hey, man.
But yeah, we had fun on this, so yeah. It's a good 17 minutes. Thank you.